Okay, everybody, this is Ronnie Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again on Saturday night. This is our special program where we go to the Lightship in about 5 minutes. So the date is May 14th, 2011. So it's good to have an even day here. Wow, feels good. After crashing the Wednesdays and Fridays, those odd harmonics and stuff. And let's just do a clearing here for people. Since it is Saturday, we'll clear away the energies that you may have experienced yesterday and today. So here we go. Think of an emotional situation that you dealt with. We'll clear that away. Then we'll get you heart-centered. Then we'll go to the light ship. Here we go, everybody. So think of that situation. Count to five to release it. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay? And we'll drop you into your heart. So it's what we call the mind-to-heart drop. And I count from 10 to 1 backwards here, going down like an elevator. And here we go. So this takes your spirit to connect to your thoughts, and from there you drop into your heart. Your spirit does all this for you, but you have to command it to. Here we go. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. So as you notice, you can think a thought now. You are out of time on the timeline that the aliens gave us here. Remember, they brought time in here, but you're at 0 point on their created timeline. And when you're in that 0 point, you cannot have judgment because you're not in duality. You're not going from one extreme to the next because you're in peace. And this is very nice because you can actually have peace with you on the alien timelines. When you go into source energy, it's much more peaceful, but it's a way to get into that. And that's what they call about being here in the now. So there's actually two nows. There's the source now, and there's a timeline now. Right now, you're on the timeline now. When you go to the light ship, you will be in no time whatsoever. The light does not work in time, doesn't know about time, never created time, never created darkness, and never created anything to control you. That's the difference. So, everybody, we're ready to go. Sit back and relax. You'll probably be on the light ship for maybe about 10 minutes. And we'll do mini clearings here for everybody. Your clearings are between you and the light being doctored. So request your clearing, your healing, and we'll see what they can do for you. Remember, your healings are brought forth down to you here. And the effectiveness of them is according to how much you've worked on your body to clean out the densities that caused the problem to begin with. So if you haven't cleaned out your problems that you're dealing with here, then you may not have much of a result. You could, but typically, you know, you need to work on yourself to get rid of the emotions and the judgments out of you that cause your condition. So on the light ship, you are healed. But when you come back here, you put on these musty garments of your emotional body, your feeling body, your pain body, your sensory body, your mental body. There's many, many invisible bodies that all of a sudden cling to you, which will take away your healing. This is the way it works. Very simple. So, you're in your heart now. We're going to now go to the light ship. I will count to five to bring you up. You're going to feel the energy completely change around you. This is source energy that created you and the universe of light. This is not God energy. God energies are brought forth by the aliens. So, here we go. You bring up your animals and pets and plants and flowers if you wish, going up. One, two, three, four, and five. We're there now. And if you're a seer, you have that sensitivity, you may actually be able to feel the light beam. So here we go. Let's go into the first room, and I see them working on our muscles. And I can see the rooms that we're in, but I only see one or two of them at one time. We could be in many of these rooms. So request healing now. They're doing muscle work on us for those who need that up there. And if you have a special condition that you want to have worked with right now, we'll go into the special healing room, and you must request your healing. You want to request it about every minute or so. Because remember, they're in the now, and you're in time down here. So when you're in time down here, then you need to request your healing, because the light always sees you in divine perfection. When you're in divine perfection, what you're experiencing is what you choose to experience. But they don't understand darkness, so they think that you created your problems, and this is what you wish to have in your life or physical conditions. So let's go into a room for special healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And there we go. We're in this room now. And we'll go into another location. Let's go into the room where they have the beautiful flowers. I'm seeing just very, very large sunflowers right now, beautiful yellow colors. They also have roses there. So if you do smell a fragrance of flowers or roses, it's because this is what you're experiencing. So we're going into this room. I'll bring the energy down here for you to experience it. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and now we're going to go into another location, and we're going to go into a room that has the dinosaurs. Remember, all these beings will be reincarnating with their current light being manifestation. Once they leave the light ship, then they will be on their own to experience life. Right now, they're light beings with the body, and they chose the particular blueprint that they want to have with them at ascension time. This is why we bring forth different types of commonly seen life forms that are here on this planet, because the other ones you may not recognize. So this is the dinosaurs coming. Request your healing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we're going into another room. This is where they have the koala bears. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And we'll go into one other location. And we'll go into the room that has large, very, very large trees. And you can have some tree energy there. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, request your healing, because the light only sees you in divine perfection. And you must request a healing. We'll go into another room. This is where they're going to be working with our circulatory system. And you might feel your body energy change. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And we'll go into another location on the light ship. We'll go to the food court. And we had a birthday party, I think, the other night. So we'll just have another one in case anybody out there has a birthday coming up for this month. So here we go. In the food court, we're having some wonderful cake. There's different types there. There's pies also. I like the German chocolate. And you can also have whatever you choose there. There's different types of ice creams, different types of toppings. So we're having it now. It's coming into our mouth, a little small portion about the size of a pencil eraser on the end of a pencil. And here we go. Having it now. We can have seconds if we wish. And the light beings are singing happy birthday to everybody. So this is a good treat. Let's go to another room here. And this room here has the silver water drops coming down. It's like rain, but it's silver raindrops. So here it comes around you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And we'll go to another location before we come back here. We're going to go to the room that has, people like seeing the deer. So we'll bring the deers in and the fawns to do healing on us here. Remember, you must request your healing. So here we go. Here comes the fawns. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And what we could do, too, is go to another location. We'll go to the location on the light ship, which has different planets of light there, so you can actually feel the frequencies. So the people that have been actively doing healings on themselves, who at least had the emotional whole lifetime clearing, you should be able to feel this energy. The ones that have not had that, your densities will be too low, and you won't be able to feel the energy. So you will not probably be able to go into the rooms. So this is pure light energies. So if you had your emotional clearing, you're invited in there. It's a whole lifetime clearing that is needed. And we'll have a special room now where we can go to if you had that clearing. So here we go. We're going to be able to see planets of light, the ones out there. We're going to go to 4 of them right now. And if you haven't had the clearing, then we'll just bring in some peace energy for you. So here comes the peace energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so let's go to the first planet of light. And we're having that energy right now brought to us. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And another planet of light energy. And we can also see the life forms there if you wish to look. Here we go. Second planet. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And third planet of light. Check them out there. Frequencies, their life forms, how it looks. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And fourth planet of light. Going there now. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Wow, that feels very good. Let's go into some of the stars that are on these planets too. And we'll experience some of that wonderful star energy. Stronger. Here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. We'll just hold this space for about a half a minute here. Should be having a wonderful healing now. We'll bring in some of the peace energy for the people who haven't had an emotional clearing yet. So here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. So very nice to have your densities cleared out to experience these higher vibratory frequencies here. And we can go in now and visit the Earth Spirit on its new creation of 8D reality. So here we go. This is another treat for the people that have had their clearings. So here's the Earth Spirit coming to you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. That feels great, too. I'd like to get some comments maybe on the fast chat tonight or call in to the people that, you know, are able to feel these energies here. Well, kind of hard to come back from this here, so but we have to. So here we go. We're now going back to the light ship, away from the special frequencies here. And we're giving thanks to the Light Being Doctors for working with us. And we're coming back down I'll count to five. You're going to feel the energy completely change around you. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And we're back here. And we'll see if our co-host is on, Carrie, tonight. So are you off there, Carrie, somewhere?
Yeah, I don't know what to say. I almost don't want to speak. That is so nice. Wow. Shame we can't do that for longer. I don't know what word to use to describe that. That's just really, I guess, peaceful, but I don't know, something else. Let me try and read the fast chat here and see what people are saying. Okay, let's have a look. Well, Rhonda is saying there's so much hot energy in pure 100% planet of light. And Amy's saying, wow, everything is right here now. I need to be me. Yeah, it's kind of hard to put words to that. I'm having a little trouble here. Steve is asking if the Earth Spirit is always male, Ron. We get that question quite a bit. Are you still there?
That's a good question. I'm sure it has a choice to change if it chooses to at ascension time. So right now it's male. It could change to something else, to maybe non-gender or female also. But right now it's male. Another one of those things that the dark side did was tell us that the Earth Spirit is a female energy. So that way you can't connect to it properly. You can connect to the female energy that the dark side is creating for you for the Earth Spirit, but there's no way for you to connect because you think that it's female. Remember, Mother Earth, Father Sky? Well, it's Father Earth. It's just the energy that's here. So once you understand that, you're going to feel a lot more energy from this planet. So, back to you again, Carrie.
Okay. Edward is saying that he said he really felt the planet energies in his sixth chakra. Are they connected to us via a specific chakra, Ron, or do they connect to all of us? How does that? I guess they don't connect if we're all light, we're not corded.
Yeah, it just depends how you're able to sense energies. Just down here, we have to find our own way to sense them. So, yeah, everybody could be a little different on how they're perceiving the energies. And that's perfectly fine and normal.
Yeah. I kind of felt like I was...
floating?
Expanded. Like I was a bit bigger than I am. And, like an airy, more airy feeling, not so much a physical body feeling. Really, really nice. So, I think there was a question a little bit earlier, or a comment that sort of yields a question. Oh, yeah. It was, Stephanie was writing when we were up on the lightship, saying, I'm not thinking of any healing to request, I guess because I'm not in my heart, but I know I have things that need to be healed. Do I need to go into mind energy to request a healing?
Very good question, yeah.
Yeah.
You do have to get into mind a little bit to figure out what your problems are. Otherwise, everything is perfect. So that's one of the traps that we have when you're completely in the moment. And, you know, you lose track of time, too. That's why I mentioned having a day planner. So, yeah, you do have to come into time to see your condition, whatever that would be, and then write it down and then go back into the heart energy and request that healing. And that's how I would say probably be the easiest way to do that. Because when you're in the moment and everything is perfect, you're not going to find any fault because spirit can't judge you. So that's very good, Stephanie, that you're able to discern and then to realize that you couldn't find anything wrong with you because you're in oneness. And the oneness doesn't deal with anything. It's everything in itself. Remember, there's no judgment in oneness. That's why they call it oneness. Everything is equal. Where when you get into duality, like we have here, brought to us by the aliens, then this duality energy of mind t- takes us away from perfection. And then we have judgment, and the judgment then creates our illnesses. And it goes on, and we can, you know, have our whole life destroyed by our thoughts of our ancestors with the DNA. And so the whole thing is, once you finally catch on to what's happening, you realize that time is the problem. That's why you do timeline crashing for people. So back to you, Carrie.
I think you mentioned in the past, and I know I've done this sometimes on the Sunday 8-hour calls, which, by the way, are starting up again tomorrow, the 8-hour ones, everybody. If you're not signed up for those yet, you can still do that. You have mentioned that we can put a label on us, like stick a label on our clothes or something, and write on there what we would like to have worked on in case we can't think of it when we're in the throes of the experience on the light ship.
I do have people who do that. They kind of treat themselves like a first grader, and they write down what they want to have worked on, and they pin it to themselves, and that way they know what's wrong, because sometimes you just forget. You're in such, remember, you're out of time, and you're so peaceful that you forget about everything around you or dealing, you know, with in your body problems, that you're not going to be able to have a healing because you're in so much bliss, and that's why it's good to have that, so the light beings can read it also. Remember, you're brought up there in whatever you're wearing. So if you have your birthday suit on, you're up there in your birthday suit. But they will give you a robe. But, you know, if you're, you know, wearing normal clothes or whatever you're wearing, or you're going to a party or something, whatever you have on is how they're seeing you. And that's just the way it is. So, yeah, you do want to request a healing. And for the people that are becoming more advanced by being on so many of these radio programs and also having clearings done, like Stephanie, you will realize, you know, that it's a little more difficult to request a healing because you are becoming, you know, that source energy. And that's wonderful. So back to you, Carrie.
So Janice is asking another question about this. She's asking, can we request what we want worked on before we go up to the light ship?
No, because they're not in time. Remember, you're in time here, and so when you go to the light ship, you're out of time. So everything that's in time drops away from you. That's why it's good to pin it to yourself.
Then you don't have to worry about remembering it, and they're constantly looking at the label that says teeth or whatever.
Yes, because once you go to the light ship, you're out of time, and everything that deals with time, which would be languaging down here and our thoughts, everything else, we're not connected to that, and it doesn't go to the light ship. This is why I mentioned before on the healings that the healings will transpire according to how much you worked on yourself, which means did you get rid of densities in your body that's causing your problems? If you haven't got rid of the densities, then when you come back here, when you're perfectly healed on the light ship, because they will heal your spirit of that problem, but then once you come back here and your body, but once you come back here, then these musty old garments that we deal with will come back with us, and all of a sudden, you know, your condition will manifest over again because that's what created it in the first place. So it's for me, it's very simple to understand. You know, like if you're in black paint down here with all of your densities, you go to the light ship, you're cleaned off. You're transparent. But when you come back here again, if you haven't worked on yourself to get rid of that black paint, then you just dunk yourself back into the black paint again, and you become black and, you know, tarnished or whatever. So that's what happens. And sometimes some of the healings will work perfectly, even if you haven't worked on yourself. But the ones that are really a problem will normally remanifest. Or you may have it's a partial healing. And you may have maybe some time off from pain or something, which means that you need to work on yourself to figure out why you have it. But it will eventually creep up on you again. I had one person listening to the program here probably, I'm guessing, 3 years ago. And he never did any clearings with me. And I'll just tell you his story. He somehow, a few years back, and I don't know what his name is, but he was one of these people that was one of these athletes who would lift up these big balls, you know, maybe weigh 300 pounds and do different types of things. I don't know if it's Ironman or something like that, but there's some type of event that happens once a year. And I was reading the Fast Chat each time as it would come on, and he would say that his back pain was getting better. And I believe he called me or sent me an email, and he stated that all of his back pain was over. And he said that he was taking something like some kind of shot or pill that was, I think he said, 100 times stronger than morphine. That's how much pain he was in. And he got healed just by going on the calls for probably, I would say, looking back, maybe 5 months. And I never got a donation from him, which was kind of surprising. But then from there, he said he was going to maybe Ireland or someplace to be one of the judges for the events there. So I was kind of like, wow, this is kind of weird. But anyway, I won't get into that. But he did say thank you. I don't know where he is now or what's happened to him, but he had a perfectly wonderful healing without doing any kind of clearings. Normally that does not take place, but it can happen. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Steve is asking if you could explain how we can be in two places at once. So how we're sitting here listening to the show and on a light ship at the same time.
Okay, so you're living here on this planet. And this planet is controlled by time. Remember, it was a planet of light which had no time, and then it was, in a sense, abducted, taken over by the alien races, thousands of them, to experiment with humans here. And when they did that, they put you into time and parallel lifetimes. And so these parallel lives that you're living is how they're connecting to you. So you're actually living in time here because they separated you from source energy using time to do that. And so if you look at your clock, you notice that they're like the old clocks, mechanical ones. They go tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. And if you notice, there's a pendulum moving back and forth. That's kind of like your sine wave. When it hits the center, that's when time is off. But it's always moving. And so you're here in time listening, but when you go to the light ship, you are being transported out of time when time is turned off here. Not necessarily the time of the time-based reality. Remember, the light has its own frequency of creation, so you're dealing with the creation frequency, and that's how they take you up to the light ship with the creation frequency. The time energy is a much lower frequency that exists here, and this is how you're able to transport yourself away from here, because you're being taken up with the energy that created you, which is source energy, at that frequency. So I hope that kind of helps you somewhat, because the two different energies are completely different, and naturally, because the darkness always attempts to replicate or clone the light, they also created a particular frequency of time so that you're able to be turned on and off here and be abducted. This is what they did to you. So when you're not here in the time-based reality, then you're on an abduction spot, and that could be hours in length. Remember, you don't know when you're not here. And most people just think that it's the blink of an eye and you're here. And then you're not here, then you're here. But when you're not here, that could be eternity for the darkness. And you don't know how long that's going to be or what they're doing to you, because they remanifest you when you're turned off here. And then they put you onto another timeline that might be parallel to this one, and you're living a life all by yourself without living a life here. So it gets to be kind of complicated, but hopefully I answered your question. So there is two different types of energies. The light chip that created you, they're using their frequency. That's what you felt around you, is the cocoon energy of creation. And what you have for all the time, which you may not even recognize because you live it all the time and live with it, live in it, and are it. This is the energy that the aliens brought forth of a time-based reality. So hopefully that answered your question. So there is two different energies out there. And the light chip has the one that created everything in the universe of light. And the darkness has everything created to abduct you with in time. That's why they gave us clocks and a calendar and everything else. So you can be tracked and have your genetic programming be activated throughout your life and throughout past lives, too. That's stored inside of your body. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. It looks like we have two different fast chats running. I'm getting some messages from other people saying, am I seeing their questions, and I'm not. So if anyone's listening from BBS and you can merge the fast chat somehow, I think we're only getting part of the questions. I'm not sure how to go see the other one.
This is a Station 1, a Station 2 fast chat, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. They can hear the show, so they're on the right audio station, but we'll see. Maybe something pops up. Maybe, Seth, if you're listening, there's something you can do. I'm not sure. But in the meantime, Ted has a question about time. He's asking if we've been given time sensory organs by the aliens, I think is what it means. Time sensory organs given to us by aliens, question mark.
Hmm. A time sensory organ.
Yeah, I don't know what. I'm not sure, Ted, what a time sensory organ would be.
Maybe you could retype something in that might give a little better explanation of that. That would help. Just retype your question. And I'll answer that when it comes in.
Okay. So I don't think I'm seeing any other questions right now. Oh, wait a minute. Just a bunch of stuff just popped up. So Mark is asking, do we need to ask for a healing every minute on the online healings also? Or just
on the online healings, you're going into the healing for a particular healing session. So with that, no. So if you do like a whole lifetime clearing or something or whatever it is, you're already in that particular energy, and it will clean out what it can do for that amount of time that the clearing is on for. So normally you're specifying something, or it could be just a general clearing. If you wish to fine-tune it more, you might want to write something in, but that's why we have so many clearings to help people out with different types of clearings, but you normally do not have to enter anything. Some clearings we have a lot that you can do on it, you know, like the self-empowerment clearing, but a regular, ordinary clearing, like for, say, a fear body or something, that's already taken into account that you do have fear. And it will work with that energy of fear to release it from you.
Okay. So Ted is asking, does time have a drugged out energy?
Yeah. Let's slow some time down here, okay? We'll see what this does for all of you. You know, the dark side does this to you all the time. It can speed time up, and it can, remember, when speed time's up for you, you don't get much done. And you wonder, what happened to the day? I wanted to do all these things. And then sometimes they'll slow it down, and when they slow it down for you, then normally that could be a way that you actually feel more suffering, okay? I won't say that's 100% correct, but you know that when you have pain in your body, you wish that you'd be out of that pain and the day just lasts for a long time, okay? And, you know, that you can probably all relate to. So why didn't they make the day shorter for you like they would normally? Well, they wanted you to suffer more. So that's kind of what it is. They live off that pain and emotional energy. So what we're going to do now is we're going to change the timeline. Remember, we're all on different timelines. Right now we're on the timeline listening to this program, but it could still be replicated to another timeline. So let's take your finger and see where you are. Put your index finger pointed up and move it in front, around, and see if it's pointing directly straight up in the air in front of you. Between your eyes, we'll say about a foot out. It has to be pointing straight ahead as you look. And if it's to the right, then you're in the future. If it's to the left, then you're in the past. So it should be right exactly in the middle. Now, what we're going to do now is slow down the time, and we'll see how you feel about that. So what we're going to do is see if we can compress the time. No, compress is the wrong word. Expand the time out. Let me see here. If I want to slow time down, then I want to have more time in this. So we're going to actually increase the time by slowing it down. Is that correct, Carrie?
Yeah, like an elastic band. If you take it when it's, you know, tight and you hold an inch with your fingers either side and then you pull that same inch out to be like 3 or 4 inches long. I think that's what you're talking about doing with time.
Right. So we'll do this for 1 minute. So I'm going to get my clock up here on my computer. You can do the same thing. And we're going to make that time for 1 minute feel like 3 minutes. Remember, we're using the dark side energy to do this. We're just happening to tap into a program. Remember, the dark side creates many, many, many programs. And we'll start that. My clock is getting close to straight up here on my computer. And yours is probably the same. Right now, it's straight up. So we're going to make this feel like it lasts 3 times longer. So we'll just sit here and see what happens. And we'll see if we can accomplish or feel like, you know, we've had a lot of time to do something, because in 1 minute it'll be equal to 3 minutes. So just kind of feel how your energy is working. We're using and playing with the dark side programming. This is what you can do with your psychic billboard, is also use their energy to change your life. This is very good to do that, because you can find out what they set in store for you, and then you can input on that how you want to have a change in your life. So you have where you are now and what you want to change it to. Okay, it's getting close now, so this is straight up on the hour. And now we're going to reverse that, and I'll wait till about half past here on the second hand. And now we're going to have the same 1 minute go by a lot faster. Let's see if we can do that here. Make it 3 times faster. So this will be interesting on how this is going to work. Okay, getting close here. There we go. Now it started. So you can see if things around you are moving quicker. You can see if your thoughts are also being speeded up a little bit here. See how your thinking process is. Because remember, time is controlling you. And it all depends how you relate to time. The old song by the Rolling Stones, what time is on my side, you know? So that means that in that song, we'll say, just by those lyrics, that they're able to use time to take advantage of everything that they'd like to do. So we got 10 seconds to go here. And we'll see how this makes you feel here. If you feel expanded or compressed. Okay, there we go. So, Carrie, we'll see if we get some call-ins here on this one.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yep.
I did feel mildly more hectic in the second one.
Uh-huh.
A little bit. Subtle, not strong, but subtle. Yeah, that's interesting.
Well, we'll see what we have here coming up on the Fast Chat. Hopefully somebody would call in. Anybody brave out there who'd like to explain the difference and how you felt?
Tom is saying, yes, speeding up. Okay, well, while we're waiting, Pete in Australia has sent me a question that we're not seeing, at least I'm not seeing on the Fast Chat that I am looking at. That he's not able to type into. So his question that he just sent me is, could Ron explain about blueprints again, our blueprints? And he's wondering about, as we age, do our blueprints change?
Okay. Yeah, they would change. Your initial blueprint of your body, if it was created from the light, which hopefully all of you have been created that way, and then the aliens took out, you know, different parts of what you need, not what you want, but what you really needed here, and I imagine part of that is the ability not to age, because in the light you don't age. So the true spiritual blueprint would be perfect, and everything would be in divine perfection, and you would not have any DNA in you to cause you problems like you have now, which is the problem with the reincarnation process that the aliens brought to us. It's our problem, but they created the problem for us. And that means that all your stored judgments, whether you know them or not, because you don't know what they are from your ancestors, you have to live that life. And so they set you up from the get-go with all this negative stuff, this big backpack on of stuff that you know nothing about, and then you have to live your life trying to figure this stuff out. You don't live long enough to be able to figure it out. So that's why you come back again, trying to figure out where you made mistakes in the previous lifetime, and that's what the darkness tells you, that you made a mistake, you have to come back again, basically. And that's the forced reincarnation, and it happens to everyone on this planet here. And, you know, this is why the light has ascension, to help you out every 2,000 years. But a lot of times the darkness comes in and plays around with you and the timeline and takes you off planet at ascension time. This is why you want to do your barcode so you don't get taken off, so light ship can find you. Hello, it's very important, you know. So if you've been here for 50,000 years, that means that you missed dividing 50,000 by 2,000. You've already missed 25 ascensions. Are you going to miss number 26? Okay, hopefully not. And your poor body's been suffering here with all this genetic programming, you know, because it goes on, gets recreated, living a life that's over and over and over again, if you want to look at it that way. It has all these past lives in it, and it would love to get the hell out of here, you know? And so it's not necessarily that you have a problem, which you do, but think of your poor body, you know? You may not have incarnated on all those lifetimes. Remember, your body knows your parents, knows your grandparents, knows all this stuff. You were not on those people. Maybe you took a small vacation in the light of the darkness for 500 years, you know, and you took some time off. Well, your body didn't do that. It had to suffer continuously. So each child that was born, your body has a remembrance of that, and that whole lifetime. So your body really would like to get out of here. That's why I say, how much do you love your body? And you really want to do some clearing to help it out, at least so you can have a better life in this lifetime. So it would like to leave here. So that's up to you. That's a big decision to make. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So my body that I'm living in right now and its blueprint, but so are you saying that this blueprint for this body has been stuck here too? What
yes,
do you mean? Because every time we incarnate, we come into a brand new little baby.
Yes.
So are we bringing, is our spirit bringing the same physical body blueprint with it?
No, the blueprint is from your genetics,
okay,
from your parents, and your spirit comes in, and it's separated from the body,
right,
but it's on the body energies throughout life. And then it has to get kind of dusted off, steam cleaned, we'll say, getting spick and span for the next body that it's going into.
Right.
So your actual body is made of light, except the aliens played around with it to take away certain codes. That's what you get when you go into the light infusion chamber. You get those codes put back into you again. That's why that clearing is so nice for people. Almost everybody who goes in, and when I go out on the events, they come out smiling. So you could ask them why you're smiling. They probably would not even have a clue, but it's their body smiling, you see. And the body is happy because it finally got codes put into it. We do have that clearing on the website also, light infusion chamber. But that's kind of how it works, because nobody knows why they smile. Mm-hmm. You know, unless you had heard a nice joke or something, or somebody made you laugh, you might smile. But normally people kind of go into it kind of serious and not knowing what to expect, and they come out smiling. You may have seen that too. Is that right, Carrie?
Oh, yeah. I'm always grinning my head off when I come out of there. And it does. It feels like your body is doing the smiling. That's really true.
Yeah, and you don't know why.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It knows.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an interesting... I never thought about it like that. Yeah. Oh, so let's have a look. Freedom is saying when you did the time... shrinking and expanding. Freedom is saying compressed is more agitated, and Mark says felt heavy on the first and light on the second. So that's interesting. That's kind of the opposite. That's interesting that Mark felt that that way around. And there was another question. Eric is saying I like the last one best. Where was the question that I was going to? I can't find it. Okay.
I might add something there. Some people, this might be a lot of people listening, some people feel that their self-worth, their confidence, who they are, they need to get motivated, you know? And so when the dark side sees that, maybe they put you onto these deadline timelines, okay? So you have to really perform and get a lot of work done to make you feel better, where maybe people around you are wondering, how come this guy is so stressed out? Why is this person working so hard? And they're having a great life doing the same job that you might be doing, and you're stressed out because they put you on a timeline that might be either speeded up or slowed down. It depends how you view life, you know, on this here. If the timeline is slowed down, then you would probably have to do a lot more work, because it's kind of the opposite, right? So you have to do a lot more work because all of a sudden, you know, you can't waste your time and you have to do more work in that given time frame. I think I'm talking correctly here.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's kind of like a mental twist, you know. So if you are one of those people, you might want to go in and do a timeline crash on that to get yourself off of these timelines that's stressing you out, because they're putting you on these. So it gets to be a little confusing, but you can kind of look at it and see if, you know, if your timeline is running fast, then you may get a lot of work done with ease because, you know, you're kind of like going upstream, you know, with the water, right? And everything is working in, you know, very smooth for you. But if you're going slow, bucking the current, we'll say, then you got to really fight for what you're doing and struggle a lot because this time frame is going very slow and you have to get a lot of work done to accomplish what you think you need. So you might look at it. It is, like I say, kind of the opposite effect of what's happening to you, you know, when you look at speeding up and slowing down time. But I think you all kind of understand what I'm talking about. So back to you, Carrie, and our show is getting close to an end. So we had our 8-hour call tomorrow. We had the 4-hour one today. You can still get on it if you wish, doing the 3 back-to-back 8-hour Sundays where we get rid of the alien critters and creatures that live inside of you, causing you physical problems, anxieties, pain, extra weight, maybe digestive problems, heart conditions, whatever could be there. So whatever it is, that call is very nice to do. So I'll turn it back over to you, Carrie.
Okay. So Alex has an interesting timeline question. When a whole bunch of timelines are next to each other, can we or you crash them more easily?
Okay. Normally what you do is you pick an issue, and like fear, anxiety or something, and then you have all of these timelines running parallel to each other.
Oh.
Okay, so just think of a freeway with many lanes on it. They're like a horse race or something, you know. And they can bounce you. Say that you're doing a clearing for fear. Well, you can be bounced from one timeline to another. This is why you want to get rid of all those timelines, so that you're off of those timelines completely. So by crashing one of them, it may take you off of that one timeline. But if for some reason the aliens happen to sell maybe 1 minute of time on that timeline that you were on maybe for 5 hours, then if they were to sell that before the timeline crashed, you can be on another timeline. This is why you want to do all the different timelines with the same issue. So, yeah, you can get bounced back and forth on them, kind of, kind of like being in a popcorn machine, being bounced all around. So that's why you want to clear the timelines for an issue. And eventually you will get all of them. And your body will tell you when you feel more at peace, more at ease. So I hope I answered that question. So yes, you can get bounced from one timeline to the next with the same issue. Maybe some alien race says, hey man, this guy is in a lot of trauma today. We want to buy 5 minutes of that time to torment him so we can get his emotional energy. So they put you up on the auction block and they sell 5 minutes of time, and you're now taken off in the Beyondo by the highest bidder, and you're now on some other timeline somewhere else, and you can bring back that energy to you here. You can wonder why you're having such a lousy, crappy day, or full of depression or anger or sadness, and you may say, gee, nothing really happened today. Only thing that happened was, I wanted to, do something very nice for somebody. It didn't work out, but why do I feel angry about this here? Well, maybe that person that you're doing or we're going to do this nice favor for on a timeline, maybe they're poking you with a stick or something, or you wanted to help an elderly lady across the street with a cane here, and they replicated that timeline, and now she's beating you over the head with it on that timeline. Now you wonder, do I really want to help this lady here because doesn't feel right to me? Well, maybe they took you on 100 timelines, and each one of those, this old lady's beating you over the head with a stick and poking you. And down here, she seems perfectly fine. And so kind of take that example, and you can see how things in your life turn very sour quickly, without you even knowing why you're responding to something that really you're overreacting to. You're not really overreacting. It's because it's happening to you somewhere else. You're bringing the energy back here. But your friends will say, gee, this person's acting weird today. And it's only because you're experiencing all this hardship on a timeline or timelines that you know nothing about, but it's affecting you. And that's why you have bad days, because the timelines are controlling you. Plus, you have the one here to contend with. So I hope I helped you out with that, everybody. It's quite interesting. And we've all had really good days or bad days. Let's just say that, for instance, just going a little bit further here, you have this intuition of maybe going to one of those Indian reservation gambling places, right? Maybe you have one, you know, 50 miles from your house, and you're thinking, gee, I'm going to go there. And I had a vision of me, you know, taking maybe $500 from my last paycheck or something, and I put it on maybe one of the roulette tables or something, and I won $10,000. And I had this vision happening five or six times. This must be an omen. Well, it's probably happening on one of these parallel lifetimes. So you think it's real because you see that as like a prophecy that's good for you, we'll say, a vision. You go there, and you won it on these other timelines, and here you lost all your money. And you're going, gee, what happened here, you know? And maybe even you ask for spiritual guidance. So the dark side came through and said, oh, yeah, this is real. This could happen to you. And you wonder why you lost all the money. Then you get mad at yourself for doing that thing. But you don't know why you got the vision. Well, it's because you saw it on a parallel lifetime. It's like deja vu. And that's what happens to people here. And that's your prophecies, too. But aside from that, I'm just trying to give you a little more clarity on life here. Of how the aliens actually control you. And are your thoughts really your own? Well, when you're in your heart center, you drop down, do the mind-to-heart drop, count from 10 to 1. Yeah, then you are in your heart, and then you're at peace. Otherwise, you're not in peace at all here. You think you are, because they tell you that you are, but you want to become more heart-centered. That's what this program is all about, connecting you with your spirit. So we'll get a little more on a positive note here. So, Carrie, back to you, and I guess it's about time to sign off here.
Okay, yeah, looks like it is. So, sorry we didn't get to all those other questions. There's some nice questions on there, so maybe you guys can bring them to the Monday show on BBS, Station 1 at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern, and we'll try and get to them on Monday. And if you're not signed up for the 8-hour Sunday healings for the rest of the month, you can give Ron an email. He'll be checking them, I guess, around 9 o'clock Pacific tomorrow morning, and that's creationlightship@yahoo.com. And other than that, I guess, good night, everybody, and hope everybody on the East Coast can get to sleep. Maybe you want to just activate the light being, Ron, for the East Coast people who stayed up late so they can get to sleep quickly.
Yeah, let's do that. So it'll give you some nice, peaceful sleep energy through the light beam. It'll be activated for the next hour. Here it comes, and I'll do that as we sign off here. So in a few minutes, it'll be activated for you. So blessings, everybody. Thank you, and have a wonderful evening.
Thanks,
good night, everybody,
Ron.
And hope to see you tomorrow on the 8-hour call. Starts at 10 o'clock, my time, Pacific Standard Time, and ends at 6. So blessings. Good night, everybody.
Good night.